Good morning, everybody. It's Pat. Tini and I were sitting and talking this morning as we were having coffee. And for me, the Easter weekend has crept up on me quickly, I suppose, being away and being with family, not realizing it's Easter. And starting to think of Easter and what it was all about gave me the message for this morning that we should start building up our mind for Easter. We're going to be doing Holy Communion tomorrow morning. And the thought that came to me of going over this Easter message was that Jesus separates himself and he goes and he takes his, whoever the disciples was, the Bible says, he takes a few with him and he goes to pray, to strengthen himself. And he has this inner fight in him and he talks to his Father. And then Judas comes and he betrays Jesus with a kiss and the soldiers take him away and Pontius Pilate and the whole story starts. But what caught my heart was, while this was all going on, Peter had said, "Lord, I love you so much and I will never, ever do anything to hurt you." He's sitting in a courtyard where he gets recognized. And it's in Matthew chapter 26, verse 69. Peter was sitting outside in the courtyard when one of the high priest's servant women came to him and said, "You too were with Jesus of Galilee." But he denied it in front of all of them. "I don't know what you're talking about," he answered, and went on out to the entrance of the courtyard. Another servant woman saw him and said to the men there, "He was with Jesus of Nazareth." Again, Peter denies it and answered, "I swear that I didn't know that man." After a little while, the men standing there came to Peter. "Of course you are the one," they said. "After all, the way you speak gives you away." And Peter said, "I swear that I'm telling you the truth." In that moment, Peter was afraid for Jesus. He loved him so much, he goes to sit in the courtyard because he cannot wait to hear what's going to happen to Jesus. They're all thinking that Jesus is going to become the king of the Jews. They were arguing of the highest place the apostles were going to be. But nobody expected, although Jesus had prepared them that he was going to die and leave them, they could not grasp it. When all this takes place, the tomb is rolled open, Mary goes to go to the tomb, and the angel tells her the tomb is empty. And I want to go to Jesus. Jesus is walking on the road to Emmaus, and he says to Mary, first of all, she doesn't know him, and then to her surprise and delight. But what he says to her is important. He says, "Go and tell the apostles and Peter." Peter has been forgiven and brought back to the heart of God because he understands us. Do you know how many times we deny Jesus? How many times we deny the prompting of the Holy Spirit and this little voice that talks to us, leading us, guiding us, telling us to do things? And you know what? We just go ahead and do our own thing in any case. Once I thought to myself, "Oh, you know, there's a nice parking," and I was thinking in my mind, maybe I was being prompted by the Holy Spirit, and I ignored it. And as I went into the other parking, a car hit me. There's so many times that God is with you and prompting you, and we deny him. Let us become sensitive to the prompting of the Holy Spirit. And this time where Jesus gave his life for us, died and rose again and is an alive God. Let's pray. Thank you, Father God, for loving us so much to send Jesus Christ to die on a cross that we may sit on the right hand side of the Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Blessings.
You can find us online at www.encmedia.co.za or search for Encouragement Media on Facebook. Send us an email to info@encmedia.co.za. Thank you.